This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Nearly 250 business owners and executives across Colorado have signed a statement in support of Amendment 70, which, if approved by voters in November, would raise the state's minimum wage incrementally to $12 an hour by the year 2020. I'm talking with one of those business owners, Judy Amabile, who owns Polar Bottle in Boulder. Now, Judy, this has been a bit divisive among the business community. So I'm wondering, why do you support raising the state's minimum wage?
So I support the raising the minimum wage on a couple of different levels. Mm-hmm. As a business person and someone who's interested in economic vitality, that's one way in which I support it because I think it will do those things. Mm-hmm. And then I also support it as a person in the community who and a business owner who has some idea that we have a social contract whereby if you're occupying somebody's time for 40 hours a week, that person who's working full-time ought not to have to live in poverty.
Now, this is something you actually put in practice in your own company, right?
Yeah, we didn't start out to be some kind of a values company.
Mm-hmm.
We just, started out 20 years ago manufacturing water bottles. In 2011, we were paying $8 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And my partner, Robert Heiberger, listened to the book Nickeled and Dimed. He came to work on Monday after that and said, we have to make a change because the amount of money we're paying our people isn't enough for them to get by on. So we asked one of our production workers to help us figure out what did he think it would take for a single person to live in Boulder County and be able to get their basic needs met. And he came up with $12 an hour.
Interesting.
So we decided that has to be our new starting pay. So,
and what happened when you did that?
We had to raise the pay for everybody that was earning anywhere between $8 and $12 an hour as well.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, well, that's going to be a big hit to the bottom line, but it seemed like the right thing to do. And because we're privately owned, we didn't have any stockholders we had to, answer to. So we were able to just unilaterally decide one day we're going to do this.
Mm.
And at the end of a year, we looked back and our production manager came to us and said, our cost of labor, our per unit labor cost actually went down this year.
Wow.
And we attributed that to a dramatic reduction in turnover, a dramatic reduction in absenteeism.
Okay.
Our people were able to get their cars fixed so that they could get to work more easily. They were a lot more enthusiastic about the job, and they felt like they were part of something, and also that somebody actually cared about them.
That's so interesting because I know one of the concerns that many business owners do express is that by doing this, by raising the minimum wage, that they would end up having to pass those costs along in their products or services. And you're a member of the board of directors of the Boulder Chamber of Commerce. So I'm curious, what do you hear from other businesses who maybe don't support this for those reasons?
Yeah. Well, I certainly don't think that everybody will have the exact same experience that we have had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand people's concerns that if they have high school kids or they're paying people at the bottom of the pay scale, they will have to absorb that in some way. And mm-hmm. I guess I come back to this idea that businesses face uncertainty all the time. Maybe your labor cost doesn't go up, but some other thing that you sell, the price of those materials goes way up. Like for us, shipping costs fluctuate wildly. And when shipping costs go up, we have to adjust. We either have to raise our price or reduce our profit margin or find other places to cut costs to offset that,
mm-hmm.
or do some combination of all of those things. And so I think most businesses can do that. And I also think this initiative is very modest in its approach. You don't go from 8 to 12 overnight. You have 4 years to phase that in.
So it sounds like it's helped boost worker satisfaction and decrease turnover, but you also feel there's a broader benefit?
Even a lot of big companies have an interest in seeing this minimum wage come up. And part of that is because if we don't get at this giant income inequality that's happening in our country, in the end, that's going to hurt everybody. We're in the consumer products business. We need people to be able to go out and have a little discretionary income and be able to buy a luxury like a $12 water bottle. And you can also see the minute you start paying people more, they're going to turn right around and spend that money in the local economy. And that is going to help everybody.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Okay, well, thank you.
Judy Amabile is an owner of Polar Bottle in Boulder, and she's one of several hundred business leaders who support a gradual raise for Colorado's minimum wage workers. You can read more about Amendment 70 and the other issues on the 2016 statewide ballot at kunc.org/elections.